Welcome to Everyday Miracles with Candace McClain, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who motivate you to overcome the odds, break down barricades, and shift your beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Share in the journey and find a new path full of miracles waiting to be discovered. Now, here's your host, Candace McClain.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Everyday Miracles, where we open our minds to unlimited possibilities. I am your host, Candace McClain, and I want to take a moment just to thank all of you who tune in from week to week, you know, supporting not only this show, but the entire Transformation Talk Radio team. This really is a phenomenal network to belong to because it's bringing together so many people through its life-changing messages. And we believe in bringing you news and information that is cutting edge, that is holistic in nature, really integrating body, mind, and spirit, and connecting with some of the most transformational leaders around the world. And today we are speaking with a transformational leader, someone who's changing lives through her commitment and passion. Acclaimed hypnotherapist Wendy Friesen will be joining us on the show today, discussing a topic that has really become pandemic, I want to say. Now more than ever before, addiction is really touching all of our lives, whether we ourselves are going through it or we're witnessing a loved one going through it. But today, the face of addiction has changed. You know, today it could just as easily be your best friend or your neighbor or the bank manager, or the stay-at-home mom, your child's Little League coach, or even your adolescent child for that matter. And then, of course, there's Charlie Sheen, who's all over the place right now. But even in my own hypnotherapy practice, more and more people are coming in with addictions, and especially I'm noticing addictions to prescription meds. And, you know, they got involved innocently enough. They tried it, someone else had it, and they thought, oh, you know, it gave me a little bit of an edge, but I won't get addicted. And maybe it helped them through some period in their life, through a breakup or loss of a job or something. But now they see it has become destructive. And so studies are showing that despite all the programs that exist out there, like AA, like rehab and other 12-step programs, alcohol and drug addiction is actually getting worse. So what are we doing wrong? Why is our country failing at addiction treatment? Well, today I'm thrilled to have a woman with us who is truly on a mission to change the way the world treats addiction. Wendy Friesen is a hypnotherapist and a transformational trainer who's influenced the lives of millions of people through her innovative hypnosis programs. And I have some of her programs, and they are fantastic. Now, Wendy's been featured on a number of TV and radio shows, including The Queen Latifah Show, Coast to Coast AM, Rachel Ray, and as I said, a host of others. But the crisis of addiction is one that Wendy takes very personally, and her success in helping those who've lost hope is proof that she can change the minds, the hearts, and the lives of addicts and their families. Today, Wendy's going to share some of her methods that have resulted in stunning breakthroughs, and they involve the most innovative, science-based, and spiritually renewing methods available that are really, in fact, available to each and every one of us. Wendy, welcome to the show.
Oh, hi, Candace. I'm really excited to be able to spread the message. Thanks for helping me.
Well, Wendy, today, as I said, drug and alcohol addiction is so rampant, you know, not only in the U.S. and Canada, but globally. And as I mentioned at the top of the show, it is affecting everyone. There's no face to addiction anymore. It has.
Right, you used to think, like, you know, if someone's a heroin addict or an opiate addict, that there's someone sitting in an alley shooting up with a needle, but it's actually
exactly,
you know, someone's husband and someone's wife, and it's the kids in high school that are, you know, seem like the clean-cut, straight-A student, cheerleader, and it's getting everybody now.
It is. So why do you believe addiction has become so prevalent in our society today? Why is it affecting people from all walks of life?
Well, you know, certainly there's several drugs that are just really addictive and almost instantly, like meth, you know, that gets you addicted really quickly. But I think the bigger problem that we're facing is the opiate addiction, and it is because of the pharmaceutical opiates, which most people start with Vicodin. Maybe they do it, like you were saying earlier, because they had some kind of pain from an accident or a hospital stay, and they got hooked on it. But worse than that are the students who are doing Vicodin. They just party with Vicodin and they crush it up and stuff and they think, oh, it's just fun. But your brain gets addicted to opiates pretty quickly. And with the creation of OxyContin, which is basically heroin in pill form, it allows opiate addicts to have a controlled amount and they don't have as much danger of overdosing. So they crush the tablets up and they snort them, or I think they can even inject them. Opiates are just so, so addictive. They change your brain so dramatically that you're dealing with long-term, with years of struggling with it, where, you know, people can stop doing pot and maybe they struggle a bit, but then they're done. And people who quit cocaine, usually when they quit, they're done most of the time. Opiates just aren't like that. And that's where we're in just a much bigger, more dangerous place than we've ever, ever, ever been. Because the kids in high school, they're doing opiates, especially in the pharmaceutical form, more than all other illegal drugs combined.
And it's just so accessible now, isn't it?
It is, it is. And one of the reasons that I've become an expert and become so passionate about addiction is because my oldest son, who's now 27, has had a just horrendous struggle with addiction for many years, and it's been opiates. And he's really upfront with me about it. He's taught me a tremendous amount about the problems and the difficulties, you know, and why rehab doesn't work. So I really understand it from the inside. I understand the heartbreak and the pain. And if you met him, you would never know. He's brilliant. He's 6'5". He's a genius. He's confident. You would never think that he's the opiate addict. And then when you go to rehab, you know, you learn to do other drugs and you get addicted to a lot of other things as well.
So was he upfront with you right in the beginning, or did you find out about it over time or through noticing things that were happening in his life?
Yeah, over time. And then at one point, you know, he did tell me, he says, well, this is what's been going on, and I'm, you know, just totally hooked on opiates. And at that point, he actually, there was a doctor in Northern California that he and his friends would go to, and he'd give the doctor about $2,000 a week, and he'd get these pills that he could then sell on the street. So he had just a thriving business and an unlimited supply for himself. And there's so many medical doctors that do this for the kids that are
there
so
is.
Unscrupulous. And they're just, I don't know where they're getting their supply, but they're supplying the kids and putting them in business.
They absolutely are.
Yeah.
So let's talk about what addiction is and what it is not for a moment. So how do you define addiction, and at what point does a bad habit become addiction, or are they synonymous?
Yeah, well, you know, people quit bad habits all the time. You could be a fingernail biter, and you could just, like, for 20 years, you can't stop biting your fingernail, but there's no addictive substance in fingernails. There's nothing that could do that. You can be addicted to gambling, and there's no substance in there that could be addictive. And then you think about cigarettes, and they say, oh, it's the most highly addictive substance there is, worse than heroin. But hypnotists all the time are helping smokers to stop smoking, and they do it without any cravings and without withdrawals, and that defies logic. If nicotine is that addictive, it shouldn't be possible to take it out of the body, and just through hypnosis, which is kind of like, you know, the software angle, just by making some changes, that suddenly there's no more withdrawal symptoms. So addiction is tricky to define, and even the experts, you know, in the medical aspect of addiction, I don't think they have a good grasp on it either. But they don't look at it from our viewpoint. And, you know, what I see is someone who had, this guy wrote me, and he had a 13-year cocaine addiction, and he had tried everything he could to quit, and it just destroyed every part of his life, his family and everything. And he listened to a 20-minute CD. It's actually a free one that I have. And it's a 20-minute CD that takes you into this future when you've fixed a certain problem, whatever it is. And in his case, he made it not being a cocaine addict anymore. And from that moment, he never did it again. He emailed me 6 months later and said, I've been clean for 6 months against all odds. I don't think about it. It's not part of my life. It's like I've never done it. And he says, this doesn't make any sense. So, you know, cocaine's highly addictive, too. We would classify that as definitely being an addictive drug. But somehow he turned off the switch that made him, you know, crave it and need it. So we can't really define what is addictive and what isn't. You know, and even with alcohol, it's, hugely addictive. But yet I have thousands of people all over the world that have used, just using a CD program, that they say, wow, it's weird, I just quit. I just don't need it anymore. Now I change their craving to something else. this sounds kind of weird, but we get them addicted to something else and something good, something they really love to do.
Okay, so like vitamins or drink tea or something like that.
Exactly, like one of my clients became a triathlete. He had been an alcoholic most of his life, and at 50 years old, he used my program, and then it makes you get something else that is your life that's going to consume you and that you're going to be passionate about and almost compulsive about. So he decided to become a triathlete, having never even run a race before. And now he travels around the world doing triathlons because his brain found something else that feels really, really good. So having addictions, calling them that kind of tweaks people out a bit, but people are addicted to all kinds of things. They're addicted to reading books or to, going to great movies, or they're addicted to travel, or, a bad one that would be food or something. But there are good and bad things to be addicted to, so we just change it.
And so I guess when it becomes a dependence, then it becomes a problem. Is that what you would say?
Yeah. But we are dependent on a lot of things, and we're all, sick to some degree with being dependent on, relationships, or some people are dependent or addicted to meditation, or, things that make us feel good. So it's not so much like, where is it a problem, because, any addiction can become a problem, whether it's good or bad, but it's knowing how to change it and how the brain actually works in regard to addiction and getting this message out so that we don't keep getting it wrong.
Well, we're going to take a quick break right now. When we come back, we're going to learn about how hypnosis can help people to overcome their addictions. Wendy's program has been changing lives, so she'll tell us more about it when we return. Stay tuned.
Are you waiting for a miracle to turn your life around? Look no further. Join Candace McClain, clinical hypnotherapist, speaker, writer, and host of Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Hear inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who've overcome the odds, broken down barricades, and shifted their beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Let their journeys motivate you and see your life open up in a whole new way. Candace offers a fresh blend of insight, powerful strategies to change your deeply rooted beliefs, and plenty of laughter along the way. Come share in the journey. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered. Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at Reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit Reservage.com and feel vitality today.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Welcome back to Everyday Miracles. I'm your host, Candace McLean, and we're speaking with Wendy Friesen today, an accomplished hypnotherapist who has developed a number of successful hypnosis programs for all types of issues, anything from weight management to smoking cessation, building confidence to, of course, overcoming alcoholism, which is what we're talking about today. Now, Wendy, if listeners are interested in learning more about some of these programs you have available, where can they go for more information?
Well, if they just want to learn more about addiction, and there's a lot of like facts and figures and just information in general about addiction, they can go to quitdrinkingnow.com. And there's also a free session they can download that is really interesting and a bunch of videos and everything, so they can get a lot of information there.
Great. So that is quitdrinkingnow.com. Now, in looking at the statistics out there concerning alcoholism and drug addiction, it really is alarming when you look at these numbers. And they're showing that the use of alcohol and drugs is one of the leading causes of death and injury among teenagers and among young adults. They're saying alcoholism ranks right up there with cancer and heart disease as a threat to health. So, Wendy, what has been our country's strategy to date, and why is it not working?
Well, this is the thing that I find the most interesting. Where if you go to any rehab center, almost any rehab center, or you have a court-ordered drug or alcohol program, you're going to go and experience AA, which is the 12-step method. And if you go to rehab, even the expensive ones, they're going to drive you to AA meetings twice a day, and that's going to be the therapy that you use. Well, we know through a lot of really good research, some of it from a man named Stanton Peel, who has become an expert on exposing the real statistics behind AA. And we know that the success rate, long-term, being about 1 year, is 5 to 7%. And that's pretty astonishing when you think that, you know, they say, well, oh, no, AA works. It's fine. You've got to use 12-step. It's the only way. Well, 12-step method was created in the 1930s, and we're using exactly word for word the book that was written called The Big Book in these very expensive rehab centers today. Well, what else do we use in our very advanced civilization and with all of the breakthroughs, knowing how the brain is, you know, plastic, it changes, and with all that we know about neural pathways and how they connect and how the chemicals in our brain affect our body and on, how are we possibly using something that was created in the 1930s, 80 years ago, when we know things today that we didn't even know 10 years ago about the brain? And we're using something that's so outdated and so antiquated, and it doesn't work, but there's just nothing else. And it's just so sad that, you know, you keep doing the same thing and getting the same results, and yet nobody's changing it.
And that's really surprising that it's so low, 5 to 7% success rate.
And for 80 years, like, what else do we use now that we used 80 years ago? Nothing, because
exactly.
It wouldn't work. Right. By those standards, it would be just antiquated and outdated. So there are some, there are a couple of rehab centers. There's one in Malibu that costs $80,000 for 1 month, and he got frustrated because of his son's addiction and all the rehab failures. So he opened his own, and he put in a team of hypnotherapists. He's got 12 hypnotherapists, acupuncture and massage and high nutrition, really, really great, like superfoods and nutrition, but it's $80,000. His success rate is phenomenal. It's about 85%. And in part because of his hypnotherapist doing the deep work and the, you know, getting to the core causes and changing the triggers and all that, changing the beliefs and identity, he's having great results.
That's great to hear. I didn't know a center like that existed. So maybe with you know, with centers like that and more people coming forward and us, you know, starting this conversation, we can really get hypnosis and alternative methods out there, you know, to people to say, hey, there are other options.
Right.
Like, let's look at what else we can do.
The other thing is rehab in general is a bit, scammy might not be the right word, but it's a bit deceptive. When you are desperate because your husband, your wife, or your kid has said, I've got to go to rehab, I have a problem, you're going to wander into that entire minefield knowing absolutely nothing about rehab. And unfortunately, it's going to be a very expensive lesson to learn. When you get on the internet and you start making phone calls, most of the places you call are going to be brokers. You're going to think that you're calling the rehab center directly, but these are brokers, and these brokers make a fat commission on putting you into rehab. So an average center is about $25,000 to $30,000 for 1 month, and the broker gets a huge chunk of that. Detox is $5,000 for the first week. That's on top of that, and he gets a big piece of that as well. So you think, oh, this guy is so nice. It sounds like a great center and everything else. That person on the phone doesn't care. They're just working on getting their commission and getting you placed in one of their, you know, the places that they broker for. So that's one of the really unfortunate lessons. And they make the place sound so wonderful. And then, like, for me, the first place that I put my son was down in San Clemente. And I was like, oh, it was wonderful. And then I went down there to visit because I lived in Northern California. When I went down there, I was like, ooh, they're feeding them crap food that's just all processed food, driving them to meetings twice a day. They're smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee and playing ping pong, and that's what they do for 30 days. That's it.
Unbelievable.
And there's a crack house next door. This cop in the neighborhood, he said, oh, that's a crack house next door. They can reach over the fence and get drugs all they want.
So, Wendy, let's talk a little bit about what addiction does to our brain. What does research indicate about that?
Well, you know, the changes that opiates make in particular, and it is a little bit tougher to get over opiates because of the way it changes your brain, and it makes it very hard for you to produce the feelings that you would normally be able to produce with a normal brain. So your brain stops producing opiates and when you have the drug for enough time. And what happens is it's really hard to feel happy, like to feel normal kinds of happy. So, you know, you and I, we see a little pile of puppies or a cute little baby, and we're just, it's almost irresistible that we're like, oh, how sweet. But an opiate addict cannot do that. And they can't get that happiness connection, and it takes many, many months to get their brain back to where they can feel the happiness. Now, we can speed it up using hypnotherapy, and we can get the brain to make those connections faster. But one of the other things that happens is we know now that the brain has these neural networks. Neural networks are formed when you do something repetitively, you continue to do it, whether it's learning to ride a bike or learning to do drugs. A large part of the habit and the addiction problem is because you've built these massive neural networks that support all of the things, including emotions and physical sensations and desire and need, into this neural network that has been reinforced and strengthened every day, every month, every year. Now, for me, I used to smoke cigarettes, but when I was in my early 20s, I did cocaine for a couple of years every day. And when I quit, 10 years later, I still had cravings, and if someone just said the word cocaine, or that I saw something maybe on TV or in a movie, my body instantly went into craving mode and did all the things physiologically, for anyone who's been a cocaine addict, all those physiological things instantly, the minute it was just mentioned, even though I hadn't done it in 10 years. And this helps us prove that these neural networks are still in place, the triggers are still activating that neural activity that puts us into craving mode. Same with cigarettes. I know cigarette smokers who are listening right now that you quit smoking 5 years ago or 10 years ago, and something will happen that can trigger a craving, and it just floods right back. And that's why it's so hard for us to get over addiction if we don't have the help to change the neural networks.
And so there really are sort of two types of addiction then. There's the physical dependence when a person's body is adapted, you know, to the presence of a drug or substance or whatever it is. And then sometimes they create a tolerance to that, which means they need to take more of it to get the same effect.
Yeah.
But then there's also the psychological dependence, when people need the drug or the alcohol or whatever it is to function or to feel comfortable in their life or relax. So can hypnosis treat both of these areas?
Well, it can, and I'm sure with your experience as well, you found just flat-out miracles that happen from hypnotherapy that, you know, defy logic and defy all of the medical research and treatments and everything else. So applying that same miraculous stuff to addiction, we actually can get the brain to take, well, what I'll do is the same thing that triggered you to do your drug or your alcohol, we take that same trigger and we change the way it's triggering your brain. So, you know, with alcohol, one of the things I do is when there's something that triggers you, like you see the wine in the grocery store or you drive by your favorite bar, or one of my stories from my client that had quit drinking and it had only been a couple months, and he says he was at a bar, he wasn't drinking, but it was like a work-related thing, and he said his friend bought him his favorite whiskey, didn't know that he had quit drinking, waved it under his nose, which, you know, would be a huge trigger to connect in your brain. And so now these same triggers, we make them trigger a totally different mindset, a totally different neural network. So even when they waved it under his nose, it triggered that he is strong, healthy, in control, and all of the core beliefs that go with that, the identity of him being clean and happy and strong. And he said, when I smelled that, it made me even stronger. It made me realize, I don't need this. And then I was in the grocery store, and some woman stopped me there and said, oh, my gosh, you're Wendy. You won't believe what you did for my husband. And she had had him listen to the alcohol CDs, and she says, he is so happy when he's around alcohol. He just doesn't even care. It just makes him so happy that he's not a drinker. And he says he pours drinks for our friends when they come over. We went wine tasting, and he was so happy drinking his Pellegrino the whole time. Isn't that amazing?
So that is. That
the
is.
Same triggers, but we make them trigger what you really love. Now, the biggest part of the problem is an addict doesn't have a set of things they love. They don't have anything in their brain that is connected up with what they love, being proud of themselves, feeling in control, being worthy of being loved, you know, nothing. They have none of that. So how are you going to, you know, trigger these alcohol or drug things to make them feel good? And this is where it's really miraculous and where I think you've had these kind of miracles happen as well.
Wendy, I'd love to have you finish that after the break, because we're just going to move to a quick break right now. But stay tuned, because Wendy has an amazing giveaway for listeners today. So we'll have more with Wendy when we come back.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat. and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Bi-Mart, New Seasons, and other fine health food stores and co-ops. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store nearest you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
And welcome back to the show. If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Wendy Friesen. She has been described as a mind coach genius and a life-changing strategist by her colleagues, clients, and the media. She's known worldwide for creating dynamic mental strategies that are used by executives, they're used by athletes, students, and of course by addicts, and that's what we're talking about today. Wendy, I just wanted to give you a chance there. I cut you off right before the break. I wanted you to finish your thought.
Yeah, well, what I was getting at is an addict doesn't have a mindset or, you know, we talked about these neural networks, but they don't have these neural networks, a mindset, or even a, you know, a way to conceive of being someone who's proud, strong, in control, who's clean, who has good relationships and is connected with their family. Their brain has no possible way to get to that scenario. And that's where hypnosis is just flat out amazing. A lot of people might have heard this, that when you create something in hypnosis, your mind doesn't know the difference if it's real or imagined. And they've done research to back this up. So in other words, if you imagine that you're ice skating, and you imagine the balance and the feel of the blades on the ice and that you're really stable and that you learn to do turns or whatever it is, your brain records that even in the muscle memory as, you know, an ability to ice skate. So it doesn't know how to discern the difference. Now, your conscious mind knows, of course, mm-hmm. but that inner mind, that thing we call the subconscious, doesn't know the difference between the real and imagined event. Okay, so with addiction, what's really cool is we spend time creating in the addict's mind a whole entire set of scenarios that are about their identity. They're not an alcoholic. They're not a drug addict. They are not going to spend the rest of their life shaking someone's hand and saying, you know, hi, I'm Joe, I'm an addict, because mm-hmm. that's not going to work. They're going
that's
to
the worst thing you can say.
In their brain where they've been clean for years. They have good, close relationships with their family. They feel proud of themselves. There's something they do that they love to do, and we get them into that experience fully. They're a musician, or they're a runner, or, you know, they're doing something. They're making movies, and they're loving it. So we have them be successful. They're getting awards and create so many emotions and sensations and visions of all this. But now we've actually grown a neural network that supports and believes this to be true. Does that make sense? Okay, now, once we have that, and we've had the addict experience it as if they're in the future, you know, maybe it's 6 months in the future or a year in the future or however far, now what we do is we take the things that used to trigger the need to use drugs or to drink, and we change those triggers, so now the trigger goes to this other neural network. So the instant they see or hear or smell anything that would be a trigger to use the drugs or drink alcohol, their brain goes to this whole entire experience. I'm strong, I'm healthy, I'm in control, I love this about my life, I'm proud of myself, I love my family. And they don't do it, you know, like consciously or verbally. our brain works so fast that as soon as that's triggered, they are flooded with chemicals in their body that hit every cell in their body and change the receptor sites, which is the brain of every cell. It instantly changes those receptor sites to have the programming that it doesn't need the drugs. What it needs is the endorphins and all the chemicals of feeling, you know, good and proud and in control. And it's working. It's been working. I've been doing the addiction work for well over 5 years in a big way, and it's working like crazy. It's just, it defies logic.
So when you work with someone one-on-one, let's say, you know, what can people expect? Like, how many sessions does this take? What is sort of the time frame? And do they need to do work at home, listen to audio CDs and that kind of thing?
Well, that's a great question, because for me, I don't see clients personally. If they want to see a therapist, I refer them to someone that is really good and has been trained really well. But most of my clients right now just use the CDs, and it's like a self-guided program they do in their house, and it takes them through about 20 different sessions, and a lot of them are really soul-searching. It's not just the physical part, which is, you know, the brain and the cravings, the cells, the receptor sites, and even, this is the most exciting part, I'll jump up and down where I tell you this. We know now that the gene in the cell, and you know, they talk about alcoholism being a genetic disease or addiction being a genetic disease. We know that the gene changes. It changes its expression based on what we believe and what we think about. Bruce Lipton has a book called Biology of Belief, and he's a PhD, and he's proven beyond any doubt that the gene expression changes based on our environment and our thoughts and what we believe about ourselves. So nothing is really genetic. You can't say that alcoholism is genetic or addiction or diabetes or anything. Like breast cancer, supposedly it's genetic, but only 5% of the people who have the gene actually get breast cancer. So therefore, you know, it's really more the opposite. So our environment affects that. So now I think my point was that if you change the belief that they have about what's happening in their brain and whether or not they're an addict, and so you create this belief that they're no longer an addict, that that's something that happened in the past, and you send that message to the receptor sites in the cells, it affects the gene, and it changes the gene's expression. So now blows out that whole argument about addiction being a disease.
And that's what you constantly hear out there, is it's a disease, it's a brain disease. And, you know, and Bruce Lipton's book is amazing, just a fantastic book. And so, if we can change that, think about what we can do with our lives just by using hypnosis, changing our thoughts.
Especially when you look at it with addiction, and that's why I get so excited about it, because here you have someone. I went to a meeting at one of the rehab centers, and they have speakers come in. And so this man comes in, and he's speaking to the group and says, you know, hi, I'm George, and I'm an alcoholic. I've been sober 20 years. Oh, however, this man is still introducing himself as an alcoholic, and what we know in hypnotherapy, I mean, that's like the stupidest thing. That's, if you had a snake phobia 20 years ago and someone helped you get rid of it, 20 years later, are you going to say, hi, I'm Wendy, and I have a phobia of snakes? No, because you don't, because you're not that person anymore. So when we look at identities and beliefs, and we look at what AA is doing to people, to keep them in that identity, that you're always an alcoholic, you're always an addict, it's genetic, you're going to pass it down to your kids, and you're going to hypnotize them into believing that they should be scared, and you're always going to be sick, and you're always going to have this disease. Oh my gosh, what are we doing to people's brains?
Exactly, being hypnotized to believe that that's who they are and that's how they will always be. Mm-hmm. And that's the problem really with a lot of the groups out there. I mean, there are some more positive ones nowadays, but you know, people just talk about the problem, but they don't talk about where they want to be and the positive. By focusing on the negative, it just tends to attract more of the negative.
Yeah, and you know, there's for several years I was doing a lot of national advertising about the Alcohol Freedom Program, and I would get so many emails and calls from people that like it just clicked for them, because one of the things I said is, you know, if you're going to AA meetings and finding that the only time you want to go get drunk is right after an AA meeting, there's a reason. There's science behind it. And it's true. I just explained all this stuff about neural networks. Now, you think about someone putting themselves in the environment of an AA meeting, and all they talk about is, you know, not all. They talk about other things, but the pain, the suffering, the weakness, the you got to make it till midnight. And you're only activating the neural network that is about fear and addiction and cravings, and you're recreating all the stories and the, you know, and the guy who's 20 years sober that's telling the people how they're going to quit drinking, he says, even though it's been 20 years, to this day, I'm still hoping to make it till midnight. Wow. So he's hypnotizing
wow,
them, basically,
something?
To believe that they're always going to be in fear of relapse. And then he glorifies all these things about alcohol and tells all these stories about how drunk he was and how he used to steal the little bottles of alcohol off the airplane cart and all these glamorous stories. I was like, oh, my gosh, this has to stop. This is what they're doing in rehab.
So now...
An AA.
Exactly. Now, presumably, so we can apply this now to other forms of addiction as well, not just alcoholism and drug abuse, but for people with gambling addictions or shopping mm-hmm. addictions or addictions to
porn
sex
addiction.
Or anything else.
That's a huge one now. Half of the marriages are ending, according to the marriage counselors, because of porn addiction. Yeah. Same principles apply. You have to create the belief, the identity. You have to change the triggers. You have to build the neural networks. You have to create the future self and find out what the values are that the future self has. There's like 7 points that if you cover these 7 points, you will not struggle with addiction ever again.
And what about withdrawal?
Well, for a lot of people, they don't have, well, I won't say they don't have withdrawal symptoms. It depends on where they're at. Some people have to detox medically in order to quit their mm-hmm. drug or to quit drinking because physically their body would be in danger of some really serious consequences. So once people are past the detox point, then at that point the hypnosis can usually do the work without having withdrawals and cravings. And if there are some, they have tools to deal with it and shift their brain instantly. If something really did trigger them, they can use a process to reset the whole trigger.
Well, I love the conversation that we're having today, and I love that, you know, we're putting that message out there that AA isn't, you know, the only answer, that there are alternatives. And Wendy, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. We're just going to go to a quick break right now, and after the break, Wendy will be offering a free session to one lucky listener. Please stay tuned.
Are you waiting for a miracle to turn your life around? Look no further. Join Candace McClain, clinical hypnotherapist, speaker, writer, and host of Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Hear inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who've overcome the odds, broken down barricades, and shifted their beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Let their journeys motivate you and see your life open up in a whole new way. Candace offers a fresh blend of insight, powerful strategies to change your deeply rooted beliefs, and plenty of laughter along the way. Come share in the journey. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered. Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities.
Let's be honest. Weight loss boils down to choices. The Take Shape for Life program features clinically tested products from Medifast that have been recommended by over 20,000 doctors in the last 30 years. There's free support from certified health coaches who've experienced personal success with the Take Shape for Life program. Talk to a health coach. Listen to the passion in their voice and their story that started with a choice. Call 1-877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in Wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
After a 15-year search for a truly delicious, healthy, easy-to-prepare organic meal, Savitri and Adil Pakivala founded Eastern Essence. They set out to do what their friends and business acquaintances thought impossible, to produce delicious, healthy, vital food grown in harmony with nature and to promote organic farming in India. Happy food, happy people, happy planet. For more information, go to easternessence.com. That's easternessence.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to Everyday Miracles. I'm Candice McLean. We have Wendy Friesen here with us today. People struggling with addiction have renewed hope when they work with Wendy's program, and it's really been changing a lot of lives, a lot of people overcoming those addictions to alcohol, to drug abuse, and maintaining, you know, getting their freedom back in their lives. So if you're interested in learning more about Wendy, more about this program, you can visit her websites. You can either go to www.wendy.com. Or you can also visit www.quitdrinkingnow. And Wendy, you were just mentioning during the break there that there is a free download on the Quit Drinking Now site, correct?
Yeah, it is. And it's specifically for drug and alcohol addiction. And it's pretty cool because it takes you into that future moment that I was talking about. And it helps you start experiencing it and to get the ball rolling in your brain where you actually can, you know, find out what it feels like to be clean and sober, to feel proud, and to build all that in your brain.
Great. Now, there are a lot of, I think, addictions that exist today that, I don't know, do I want to say that they're almost more acceptable? They seem less destructive overall, perhaps. Things like being on the Internet. I'm finding a lot of people who have addictions already, having that addiction as well. They're constantly on the Internet researching. They're instant messaging or they're Facebooking or, you know,
texting.
Younger people are usually playing the games.
Awesome.
Exactly, all
yeah.
of it. Are you finding that there's more and more people contacting you about this?
Yeah, and that's a big problem because it just isolates people so bad. And the principle is still the same. What you do most of the time is going to create these patterns in your brain that create chemical states that are sent to your body, to the cells, and to the receptor sites so that you can get addicted to just about anything. You can get addicted, you know, to playing video games and being on the Internet, but you can get addicted to something as simple as stress. And stress sends chemicals into the cells, changes the receptor sites so that they now need the chemicals of stress, and they actually will drop off the receptor sites that are favoring, you know, health, nutrition, exercise in favor of the ones needed to support the chemicals that are being released into them that are produced by that addiction. So, yeah, it's just amazing how we can get addicted to just anything. And, you know, like I use the example of biting your fingernails. There are people who are horribly addicted to biting their fingernails. You know, why can't they stop? It's just that hardwiring in the brain that created the compulsive activity.
So, Wendy, what are some of the signs of addiction that we should become aware of? How do we know when we ourselves or a loved one are getting to that place where something's becoming an addiction?
Yeah, well, for yourself, I think it's to look honestly at things that you feel that you don't have control over. And specifically, like if you were to decide not to do that particular thing anymore, whether it's drinking or drugs or Internet or whatever it is, do you feel some fear as a result? Do you feel like, I don't know if I could do that. I don't know if I could, you know, quit even doing that for a day. You know, you've got an addictive pattern and you've got a brain that's needing to be fed those chemicals that you get as a result of the addiction. In others, you know, it's really difficult to spot addiction in some of the young kids, especially. With adults, you might be able to know because they're not doing their job, or they're, you know, getting evicted all the time from where they live, or they can't get a job, or their health is really failing. But in young people, it's really hard to spot. A lot of parents just aren't real savvy to what especially opiate addiction is doing. Much easier to spot things like, you know, meth addiction or alcohol and stuff, but opiate addiction makes someone very happy and interesting, and there's not a lot of negative things that you can spot with opiate addiction, except that, you know, your valuables are gone.
And that's how it becomes difficult to know that it's a problem, too, because if it feels good every time you take it, what would make you want to stop?
So yeah, it's really, and you're not high like you are when you smoke pot, and your eyes aren't, you know, bloodshot and all those things. So people can function really well on heroin and on Oxy and stuff for the most part. The problem is it's expensive, and Oxy especially, you know, is very expensive. So with opiates, you will steal, no matter who you are, if you're addicted, you will steal to feed your habit if you don't have the money. I mean, think about Rush Limbaugh. He was doing opiates. It was OxyContin. And he had plenty of money so he could keep doing them. But nowadays, some white-collar guy, you know, white shirt and tie, walks into a pharmacy at gunpoint and holds it up for Oxy. So it's just so hard to detect. Now, one of the things, like with heroin in particular, is you get pinpoint pupils. They get very, very tiny. So if you were looking for a sign that your child is doing opiates, if they're doing a fairly substantial amount, they'll get those pinpoint pupils. And that's, you know, and they sweat a lot, too. They sweat a lot. And I know my oldest son was always like, so hot, it's so hot. I said, no, it's not. It's only 60 degrees. And he just sweats constantly.
So if a loved one, if you notice a loved one, you know, who has some of these kinds of signs, how do you recommend that we best approach them to be able to get help?
Yeah, that's a difficult one because they're going to be in denial and, you know, for the most part. But there's interventionists that'll do that work, you know, and come and, you know, put it in their face. Personally, I think, you know, a heart-to-heart talk, even if you know that the addict is going to deny it and is going to defend the fact that that's not a problem, saying, well, I do know it's a problem, and I know the extent of the problem, and I know how tortured it must make you feel, and, you know, and you don't have to be honest with me, but I want to be honest with you and tell you I know what's going on, and I know why, you know, things are missing from the house, or I know why your grades have gone down in school, and everybody else knows, too. So, you know, and then really giving them some help. The thing that made my son want to go into rehab the first time, because he was totally opposed to it, and he didn't have a problem and stuff. The first time we were sitting down and talking, I decided to talk to him about what things might feel like a year in the future. And I said, you know, I wonder what something is that, like, if you could pick anything, just anything at all, and it was 1 year from now, what would you do? What would you be doing that you would really love? And he started talking about a few things, and then I expanded on it, and I said, well, that's kind of cool. I wonder if you're, what if you're really good at that? What if you find out that you're, like, really, really talented at that? What would that feel like? Well, what I was doing is I was helping him plant seeds in his brain that were connecting in his brain with emotions that he did like being proud of himself or excited to do something. Not, you know, not that you don't do drugs, it's that there's another life that you might love, and I'd say things like, wow, you know what, that would probably make you feel really proud of yourself if you did that. That'd be really cool. Well, so a year in the future, would you be married and have a kid, or what would, you know, and then he described more of that. So after we did that for a couple of hours, he said, Mom, I'll go to rehab right now. That's it. I'll go right now. You find a place right now and I'll go. And I was like, whoa.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, Wendy has been very generous today, and she's offering something for one lucky listener. Wendy, I'll let you tell everyone about the special giveaway.
Yeah, what we're doing is for one person, which you're going to contact Candace to do this, it's a $200 gift certificate, and it's good for anything on my site. I've got hundreds of programs for all different kinds of subjects, not just addiction. But it's $200, and you can spend it on anything, and she's going to make sure that you get that. But then everyone who's listening, there's a program I have called the Appetite Zapper, and what it is, it's to make you stop eating like sugary foods or junk foods or stuff that just isn't good for you. And it creates a switch in your brain that makes you want healthy, nutritious foods. And even if you're not a vegetable eater, you'll be eating vegetables and drinking lots of water and really loving that healthy feeling that the food gives you. So everybody gets that. Do you want me to give them a link to
Sure. Yes, please.
Okay, so if you go to wendy.com/zapper, Z-A-P-P-E-R, and of course spell Wendy with an I, there's a download link there to download it right away. Make sure when you listen to it, you've got your eyes closed, you're relaxed, and you really experience the process. It's a really cool process.
Wonderful. So for the one lucky listener for that $200 gift certificate, you can send me an email to miracles@everydaymiraclesshow.com, or you can just go to my website, everydaymiraclesshow.com, and click on the contact link and send me your details. That's for a $200 gift certificate. Well, Wendy, I want to thank you so much for joining us on the show today. It's been such a pleasure to have you.
Oh, thank you, and thank you for helping me to spread the word and help, you know, enlighten people about what's going on with drugs and alcohol. You have been fantastic as well. It's just, it's wonderful that you're helping so many people with the show that you're doing. Congratulations on that. That is
thank
awesome.
You so much, and I look forward to having you on the show again sometime in the future.
I would love to. Bye-bye, everybody who's been listening. Thank you so much for listening.
And thank you all for tuning in, and join me again next week for another Everyday Miracles. Have a great week.
You've been listening to Everyday Miracles with Candace McClain, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered.